Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Dennis again with the Daily Inspirations. Going through Acts chapter 1. Heavenly Father, we bow our heads before you. We ask, Lord, that you would intervene for us, that you would give us understanding, that you would give us directions and guidance in your word. Father, we ask that the Holy Spirit would be present this morning as I try to share the word, as I inspire people. And Father, I just pray that your word would be interpreted in the right way. And Father, I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so Acts chapter 1, I believe we're ready for verse 19. Let's do a little bit of a review. They were talking about Judas there yesterday morning. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field of blood, has purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. It's just an awful picture of living in sin. And I believe Judas was the Bible calls him a thief. So we see a picture here. This is the result of sin, just downright sin, unrighteousness, unholiness. It says he purchased, by so doing, he automatically purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. Falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. That's an awful picture, but it's the reward of sin. Verse 19, it says, and it was known unto all the dwellers of Jerusalem, in so much as that field is called in their proper tongue as Siladema, something like that. That is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolated, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopry let another one take. For wherefore, of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out amongst us. So they're going through where Judas has betrayed Jesus, and now he hanged himself. And for it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolated, and let no man dwell therein. So Judas created himself his own habitation. The Lord is saying, don't let anyone dwell therein. And his bishopry let another take. So his calling that he had was the Lord Jesus Christ, the bishopry, or the ministry basically that he had, says, let another one take, but someone else is going to take that. So don't live in sin. If you have a ministry, and we all do have a ministry, God is calling us out of darkness into his marvelous light. He calls everyone, but not many are chosen. But I ask that you would seek the Lord, that you will be chosen. Wherefore, of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among them, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be and witness with us of his resurrection. So here they're fulfilling that spot, and someone else is going to take it in their going to have an ordination here, and it needs to be someone. They're saying it needs to be someone that has to be, that was with Jesus. I guess so that from the beginning, so that they know, but then those wrote the Bible, basically. So I'm going to leave it at that this morning, I think, and I'll come back tomorrow morning and get the rest of the chapter and see what the Lord has for us. God bless you, and thanks for calling. Well, tomorrow morning, again, is Bible study. So don't forget that. Bible study tomorrow morning at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Let me see if I can... Here we go. Okay, Saturday morning phone number is 857-216-6700. ID number 525-819. And there's other messages you can listen to, and that number is 641-715-3800. 641-715-3800. And then there's just many different messages on there. Just follow the instructions and you listen to messages. God bless you, and thanks for feasting on the Word of God.